An Impact Factor for JNPT. Hi, I'm Adele Fieldfote, Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Neurologic Physical Therapy, and I'm delighted to announce that JNPT has been awarded an initial Journal Citation Reports, JCR, impact factor of 2.2 by Thomson Reuters. JNPT is listed in the category of rehabilitation, ranking 11 out of 62 journals. This 2011 impact factor is based on Thomson Reuters' review of the number of citations of articles published in JNPT in 2009 and 2010. As part of the success, JNPT is now indexed in ISI Web of Science, with indexing going back to the first issue of 2009, Volume 33, Number 1, and can be accessed via individual indices including Journal Citation Reports Science Edition, Science Citation Index Expanded, also known as SciSearch, Current Contents Clinical Medicine, and Neuroscience Citation Index. Since learning that we had acquired an impact factor, I've had several happy opportunities to announce this news to audiences that have included JNPT readers, reviewers, and editorial board members, and I've received a number of great questions about what this all means and why the editors have dedicated so much energy to this effort to acquire an impact factor in recent years. I thought I'd take this opportunity to talk a bit about the impact factor, what it means, why it's important to JNPT, and also discuss its limitations. If you've attended the annual chat with the editorial board at CSM in recent years, then you know that the acquisition of an impact factor has been the number one strategic priority for the JNPT editors in recent years. A journal is considered for indexing by JCR based on a review of the journal's editorial standards, publication of original research, and international representation. With this in mind, the editors undertook a number of efforts to excel in these criteria, including comprising an international editorial board, creating a journal policies and procedures manual, developing reviewer guidelines, and adding a host of excellent international reviewers, and committing to an annual special issue to target timely, high-impact topics. So, what is an impact factor? In a nutshell, the 2011 impact factor is calculated by dividing the number of 2011 citations of articles published in 2009-2010 by the total number of articles published in 2009-2010. Why is the impact factor important? The impact factor is currently the most widely used of several approaches to quantifying the impact of a journal on its field of study. As such, experienced authors usually consider a journal's impact factor when deciding where to submit their manuscript. For this reason, a good impact factor is important for attracting high-quality submissions. What types of articles contribute the most to a good impact factor? The most highly cited articles are those that are of high quality in terms of validity, originality, and contribution to the topic area. Systematic reviews are among the most highly cited article types. At the opposite end of the spectrum, case studies are typically not highly cited. However, an exceptional and creative case study that addresses a truly novel topic can be an exception. What steps are the editors taking to obtain an even higher impact factor in the next review cycle? The fact that JNPT now has an impact factor, and a very respectable one at that, will likely draw even more high-quality submissions. Moreover, JNPT is undertaking three new initiatives that are aimed at attracting the best authors and submissions. First, since the impact factor is based on an annual citation rate, it's in the best interest for a journal to have a publication cycle that begins early in the year. So, beginning in January 2014, JNPT's quarterly publication dates will change from January to January, April, July, and October, from the current schedule of March, June, September, and December. Second, in the submission process for research articles, we'll prepare authors for the day, which is yet to be determined, when prospective registration of clinical trials is a prerequisite for publication in JNPT, as currently the case for some other journals. Third, in an effort to attract excellent submissions from outside the neurology section, a free one-year online subscription will be offered to non-member authors and reviewers. What are the limitations of the impact factor? One thing that the JMPT editors always keep in mind when making decisions about publication is that despite the importance of the impact factor for attracting high-quality submissions, there may be little relationship between an article's potential citability and its potential for meaningful impact on clinical practice. Beyond this, the impact factor is a composite score of a journal's value to other authors in the field, and as such, it does not capture the impact, quality, and importance of individual articles. Fortunately, as you can probably tell from the above, many of the things that result in a good impact factor are also things that would naturally be desired by the readers of JMPT. However, there are points on which the wish to maintain a good impact factor may differ from the wishes of the reader. One point that comes to mind is the number of articles published. As is apparent from the way the impact factor is calculated, there's no advantage to publishing a large number of articles unless they're of high quality and potential impact. Let's say that a potential hypothetical journal has such a high rejection rate that they accept and publish only one article in 2012 and one article in 2013. But in 2014, each of those articles was cited 50 times. That journal would have an outstanding 2014 impact factor of 50, that is, 100 citations of two articles. Clearly, readers of JMPT would be dissatisfied if the journal published only one article each year in an effort to score a high impact factor. The editors affirm our dedication to maintaining high standards of quality that the readers have come to expect from JMPT. At the same time, we're committed to identifying submissions that have the potential to make a meaningful contribution to clinical practice, even if they're not likely to be highly cited. Thank you to all who've contributed to the success of our journal. Most especially, thanks to the outstanding authors who've submitted their best work to JMPT, even in the absence of an impact factor, and the editorial board members and reviewers who contribute so much to the quality of our journal.